This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
About to talk about overs and unders and whatnot. Looking up at the TV, they have over under Drake May. Touchdown passes this weekend, a half. And Orlovsky's saying less than. Or he's saying Drake May's not going to throw a touchdown pass this weekend. I think Orlovsky thinks Drake May might die against the Texans defense this weekend from all the various footage I've seen off of ESPN.
Oh, really? Does he have that very, very serious look on his face?
Getting fed to the wolves.
O shape with his mouth.
Yeah, fed to the wolves. Not the confused, what the hell is Stephen A. saying look on his face, but he sounds very concerned for Drake May, which is it's good news for the Texans, man.
I think about Orlovsky every time a team is backed up in the end zone. I feel bad for Orlovsky because the Texans, when they were backed up last week, it could potentially have been a little bit dicey there when they were in a potential safety, when they ran the ball ineffectively and they remained backed up and they had but I'm like, okay, yeah, CJ's not going to pull in Orlovsky.
No, and that's the thing, dude.
He's not
going to
run out of the back of the end zone.
You're just highlighting it. It's a proper noun now. It's pulling an Orlovsky. You know, when you get it named after you, he's kind of embraced it. There was a college quarterback that did it in a game, I think, maybe. And Orlovsky, like, tweeted, like, victory. Like, I'm not the last one to do this anymore. He's cool about it. He knows. All right, so the Texans, they revised some of the season win totals in Vegas on a bunch of NFL teams. Some got really big upgrades. Some got some severe downgrades. The Texans got their total pushed up from 9.5 wins, Seth, to 10.5 wins. So the over-under right now, if you want to get some action on the Texans, is 10.5 wins on the season. How are you feeling about over or under 10.5 wins?
I think it's been at 10.5 for a while now. I think it's since they started 2-0, wasn't it? Didn't it go up to 10.5?
I did it. I don't know. I'm just looking at it. It was 9.5 to start the season.
It was 9.5 to start the season. After they started off 2-0, that was enough of a bump to be like, all right, you know, chances are that you've got one of these in the bank. I feel pretty good about it. I do think that there's enough of what ails the Texans right now is they sit with a 4-1 record, but they just haven't looked exactly like what you think they're capable of. I think it's more likely than not that they fix a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is a good test just because hopefully they shouldn't be any more banged up in the future than they are right now. They're going to lose one or two key players to IR for the season at some point. They already have with Brevin Jordan. But the return of Joe Mixon can make a big, big difference if he comes back and stays healthy the rest of the time. At some point, Nico Collins coming back is going to make a big difference. And that some of these teams that you wonder about, like the Jets or whomever else, they're not necessarily, you know, at the beginning of the season, you're thinking about, okay, if they have to face peak Aaron Rodgers, what's it going to be like? This isn't peak Aaron Rodgers.
No.
You know, some of these teams have fallen back to earth a little bit. Not that the Jets is an easy out by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But things are never what they seem at the beginning of the year.
They may have, the Jets may very well, and you're kind of going down the road that's the thing I look at when I look at season win totals is, okay, what does the rest of the schedule look like? Knowing full well it could change, any of these could change with a significant injury, right?
Right.
As pertains to the Jets, they have a really good defense. They may have just fired the biggest reason they have a really good defense, Robert Saleh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Ulrich is the defensive coordinator, but it's Saleh's show.
Right.
I think too, the Jets are the most like headline grabbing number. We went into this season with uncertainty about exactly what Trevor Lawrence was going to look like this year. I didn't think he was going to be this bad.
Right.
I had my doubts and questions about Trevor Lawrence and what he was as a quarterback, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I think that, you know, Tennessee as a team is a little bit more of a wild card, I think, but like you go to the Cowboys, the Dolphins certainly.
The Dolphins
are not the team that you thought they were when you were looking at that murderous stretch of schedule where they play the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. So Yeah, I think that all lines up to be where 10.5 feels kind of conservative at this point.
Yeah.
If the Texans start firing on all cylinders, then it seems very conservative.
Yeah.
That's a big if.
Big if. I just look at it like the Texans, as compared to their opponents, the Texans have made more what should have been back-breaking mistakes in games. Bad turnovers, bad special teams plays, penalty after penalty after penalty. You know what I mean? Like, if you're looking at it just based purely on the types of plays that can decide games, singular plays that can decide games, the Texans have had more back-breaking bad plays like that than either they forced on their opponents or that their opponents have been kind enough to gift the Texans. The Texans have given more gifts to their opponents than their opponents have given to them, and yet they sit at 4-1. You know, they're going to stop doing that stuff, I think, because they're a good football team. The penalties have already dwindled a little bit this weekend, and they even kept them contained to one quarter. That was very nice of them to do. They had two turnovers in this game against the Bills, and the Bills had none, and they still won the football game, the Texans did. So there's so much more room to grow, and that they're 4-1 while doing this. I feel really good about this team right now.
Well, and even aside from all that, if you're just trying to be as objective and emotionless as possible, they've got a 4-win head start on the second two-thirds of two-thirds or three-quarters of the season.
Yeah. Yep. The biggest increase of any team is the team the Texans have their one loss against. Minnesota went from 6.5 wins to 12.5 wins. When your win total is 12.5, you are considered a really, really elite football team in the NFL.
I'm guessing he's the favorite for coach of the year right now.
O'Connell, for sure. Yes, yeah. He is.
I think the fact that he's getting what he did out of Sam Darnold,
yes,
or what he has gotten out of Sam Darnold, the fact that the defense, you know, as a head coach, he gets credit for the defense operating the way. You know what, honestly, he hired Flores. A lot of people thought Flores was never going to get another job in the NFL. He won't, no siree. Like, okay, well, yeah, he's a really good defensive coordinator, so he's going to get a job.
Yeah, he will now. The other team, there were 9 teams whose season win totals have been revised upward. The Texans are one of those 9. Just one win. The only other teams who to have their total revised by multiple wins are Denver, Kansas City, and the Commanders. Each had their win total bumped up by 2. How sustainable do you think this upward tick is for these 3 teams, Denver, Kansas City, Washington?
Washington, I think, I mean, their offensive line is, it's not just Jaden Daniels that's been impressive. I think he has bona fide wide receiving talent. The offensive line has been playing well. And you're doing all that with a defensive-minded head coach. The biggest X factor really there is just the history of Cliff Kingsbury offenses. It's weird. People forget that Kyler Murray was the rookie of the year as well. You know, it's not necessarily that, oh, hey, it's as simple as, wow, what they're doing right now is exactly what they're going to do for perpetuity. There's still a wait and see element there, but I think structurally that Washington has a lot of things going for them.
Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels is better than Bo Nix.
Yeah, yeah. And at Kansas City, it's hard to go, no, the Chiefs can't sustain this. Although regular season.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I even excluded them from I exclude them from any of these conversations. They're just in a different category.
What about yours and my favorite there, Sean Payton and Bo Nix? You think that's, they got their win total bumped up by 2 here. They're, you know, at least the odds makers are buying in right now.
So I have to credit Sean Payton.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do.
Begrudgingly, yeah.
I have to begrudgingly credit Sean Payton. I think that he's a good enough coach to lift them to mediocre plus
8
with
wins.
That quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that it'll be worth paying him $20 million a year for the next 73 years.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
12 NFL teams had their season win total downgraded. The biggest one, the Cleveland Browns. 8.5 to start the season. Vegas has them at 4.5 wins.
Oh, my God.
To give some perspective, you know who else has a 4.5 win total right now? Right now, the New England Patriots, who the Texans play this weekend. The Browns are the Patriots right now, in the eyes of the odds makers. And their schedule coming up, Seth, is, I mean, this could, Kevin Stefanski might not make it to Thanksgiving, man. Like, it's their schedule. They play the Eagles this weekend. I'm trying to pull up their schedule right now as we speak.
They play the Eagles, then they play the Bengals, the Ravens, the Chargers, Those are the next three games. And then the Saints, then the Steelers.
Yeah.
Steelers versus Deshaun Watson would be a good one.
Yeah, they play the Steelers twice in 3 weeks right there. Actually, Amy and I are going to that second one in Pittsburgh on December the 8th. Will Deshaun...
Then down the line, they still have the Chiefs, the Bengals again, of course.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any prettier. And then, of course, the Ravens again, too. They haven't really faced the meat of their divisional opponents
yet. Faced any divisional opponents yet.
They still have the... Yeah, Sean, the meat. As in all of them, 100%
of them. 100% of them, yeah.
Of the toughest division in football.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's rough, man. Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah. Other downgraded teams, San Francisco, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Jags, the Rams, all had their win total bumped down by two. Those are all teams that are struggling right now for sure. Man, San Francisco, Seattle tonight's going to be an interesting Thursday night game. It's in Seattle. Seattle's 3-2. San Fran's 2-3. San Fran is still third on the odds board to win the Super Bowl. So the betting community still believes in San Fran to a degree.
I feel like, is Christian McCaffrey by far the biggest asset the running back syndicate has right now? Or well, that then when they had that running back summit to get together and discuss, yeah. Hey, how come running backs aren't getting paid like we feel they should? The absence of Christian McCaffrey is a big deal with that offense. We see it in Houston. Absence of Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
And some of that's still on spec.
Yes.
Because we've seen one really good performance out of Joe Mixon, but it's just with your eyeball test, yeah, he's a different running back than anybody else on the Texans roster.
By absence, absolutely. McCaffrey, I would say the years that Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry are having as free agent running backs that have signed in new places is helping the running back syndicate a little bit, right? I mean, those are the top two guys for offensive player of the year right now is Barkley and Derrick Henry.
And yet at the same time, the fact that Christian McCaffrey and Joe Mixon are injured are also exactly why they don't get paid like you feel like they should.
Because bingo.
Nobody trusts that any of these guys are ever going to stay healthy.
Yep.
No matter how many games they play without getting injured or whatever, teams just don't trust that their running backs can stay healthy.
Texans tied for fourth on the odds board, by the way, to win the Super Bowl this year. Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2. San Fran's still 3, man. They're hanging on to San Fran. Big night for the Niners tonight. You can hear that game here on Sports Radio 610. They're actually tied, Seth, at 11-1 with three teams that they've either played or will play before the season is over. They're tied at 11-1 with Buffalo, Minnesota, and the Detroit Lions. So Texans tied for fourth, 11-1 if you want to get on them right now to win a Super Bowl. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you as we head up towards 9 o'clock. We'll circle back to the Texans and the Patriots at 9 o'clock. The breakdown of Drake May, C.J. Stroud's unwillingness to give him advice was very funny yesterday. Are we buying what Aaron Rodgers was selling yesterday on the McAfee show about his possible involvement in the firing of Robert Saleh? And who's the next head coach to get fired? We've got that coming up next.